The Committee on Local Government will come to order, and I think, first of all, let's do the approval of minutes. Representative Freiberg, have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
I have, and they look amazing. I will move approval.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the minutes stand approved. Thank you very much. Okay, today we're going to be hearing House File 11, and we just recently had quite a bit of testimony on this bill. And so my intent is just to open it to people that may want to testify that haven't testified already. Otherwise, we'll open up to the committee. Is there anybody that wants to testify on House File 11? Okay. Yes, ma'am, if you'll come forward, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to move the bill, please? Exactly. So Representative Elkins has moved House File 11 to Gov Operations. Yes, ma'am. If you'll come forward and identify yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Keiko Vesey. I am a resident of Minneapolis, and I've been former board chair for Minneapolis Climate Action, but I have since resigned from the board for some more free time. But so I am just an active citizen, engaged. And hello, committee members. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak today and support of House File 511. I'm not going to focus on the merits of a plastic bag ban, but rather I assert that municipalities can and should have the right to approve such measures at the local level. This is not a human rights or a safety issue, in which cases it is important for the state or federal government to step in. Instead, this is a perfect opportunity for local units of government to be allowed to innovate and lead and come up with solutions that address the values of their municipality and its constituency. There's a very narrow economic interest working here to protect the old way of doing business. This economic interest doesn't concern itself at all with protecting the environment, human health, or even efficient use of taxpayer dollars. Its only interest is in maintaining the status quo. After all, 30 million single-use plastic bags per year represent a lot of revenue. It's clear why the plastic bag industry is opposed to local bans, because local bans add up. In fact, to date, there have been over 300 local bans passed, ranging from the tiny island community of Nantucket to the city of Los Angeles. The industry will try to tell you that their bags are recyclable and there isn't a problem with them, but in reality, there are very few facilities or programs for recycling this type of plastic material and nearly no market. So the truth is, the vast majority of plastic bags are never recycled. Local governments are responsible for the programs and the costs of waste processing. And plastic bags in the waste stream cost local governments a lot of money. In fact, prior to the plastic bags ban in 2012, the city of San Jose spent over $1 million per year to repair recycling equipment from damage caused by plastic bag jams. If local governments have to pay for recycling and waste hauling and processing, shouldn't local governments have the ability to exert some control over what goes into the waste stream? Isn't that their right? Isn't that their obligation, in fact, to efficiently manage taxpayer money? Local retailers may say that differing local ordinances will be a costly, inconvenient, and complicated hassle to administer. But in reality, it is nothing more than a simple point-of-sale transaction. Many small independent retailers like co-ops or large retailers like Target have long offered a credit or a discount when customers bring their own bags. Large retailers like Aldi and IKEA have successfully and painlessly implemented a system whereby customers bring their own bags or pay for bags. I recall stories from my Japanese-American grandmother about paying 5 cents per paper bag in the 1950s in Chicago. Surely if grocery stores in the 1950s could charge 5 cents a bag, our smart local business owners and operators can figure it out today. And if a patchwork of local ordinances is a concern of yours, you could follow the lead of California, Hawaii, Connecticut, Washington, or Rhode Island and pass a statewide ban on plastic bags. And in case you missed it, the European Parliament passed a ban on all single-use plastic earlier this year as well. So local governments have over 10 years and 300 other municipalities' experiences and lessons to build on. The Minneapolis policy, for example, reflects many of these lessons with common sense and reasonable exceptions built in. Other local governments will develop and tailor solutions that best meet the unique needs of each community. This is one of those cases where local truly is not only better equipped to design the best policies, but deserves the right to do so. So I urge your support to repeal the prohibition on local ordinances to bags, plastic or otherwise. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of the testifier? Thank you. Yes, none. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from the committee? So that means everybody's... Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anyone else that wants to testify? Okay, seeing none, Representative Elkins.
I'll reiterate my motion that we move the House File 511 back to government operations. And just point out that recycling regulations vary locally anyway, depending on the capabilities of local recyclers. These cannot be recycled, but people, because they're plastic, assume that you can. They put them into the recycling bins where they gum up the works and increase all of our taxpayer expenses to handle recycling.
All those in favor of the bill moving his motion to move to GovOps, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. You are on your way to government operations. Thank you very much. Are there any comments, questions before we adjourn? Thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Representative Cousin.
Thank you. We heard this bill and we had testimony on an informational purpose. We had a little bit of discussion of what the point of that was, and now we come back here this evening with very few testifiers. Why didn't we take action the first time, and now we're supposed to be in another committee here, and I got another meeting at 6:30, and we all have other things to do. So can you explain the logic?
I don't know if it's logic. I think it was more a miscommunication.
Okay. I can accept that.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, for other, and maybe to the division chair, for other bills relating to local government, can you give us a little bit more, again, clarification of which bills we will hear in this committee? And just for basic understanding, because like I mentioned, want to make sure that we utilize the time most wisely that we can here.
Representative Freiberg.
Sure. I'd be interested in your comments on this and your suggestions at any point. I mean, like I mentioned, both on the floor and when we talked about this last time, we've identified a few issues specifically that we think this committee is particularly well suited to, like metropolitan council governments, multi-jurisdiction taxation. We've identified a couple others on an ad hoc basis. Just recognizing that, there's nothing in the rules that calls for subcommittees to hear every bill that's at least arguably in their jurisdiction. It's a little different from divisions of ways and means. We're fast approaching the first deadline. Chair Mason and I and our joint committee administrator haven't really discussed whether or not we'll meet between the first and second deadline, or how much or how often, or if the subcommittees will meet both elections and local government. Regardless, I think, going forward into next year too, we can make sure we can be in more regular communication with each other, I think, about that. It's been somewhat of a learning process as we figure out this new subcommittee structure, honestly, for all of us.
response.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I appreciate that, and it's just best to be able to, you know, so we know where the bills are headed and which bills we can prepare for as they are introduced. And, you know, generally if they have local government, we've been kind of anticipating on hearing some of them. But so I accept your answer, you know, a suggestion, you know, maybe a little bit late for the remainder of this session, going into meeting the committee deadlines and doing the floor work, folding this committee into a part of your larger committee and be more productive for all the members, especially some of the newer members, to sit in on more bill hearings and learn more about our state government so we can all have a more thoughtful, deliberative process, something, you know, and I know the schedules and stuff may not completely gel for all the members, but you know, and if that doesn't work, maybe even just being a seat, a non-voting seat almost even at that committee, or, you know, I would prefer a voting seat, but I just want to, you know, we come here to do a job and represent our constituents and expect to hear bills and be deliberative and put thought forth into the bills and represent constituencies. So I just want to make sure that, you know, even if it is a subcommittee, that the time that we use is spent as our constituents expect us to.
Any other comments? Representative Hertas, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as I was thinking about what we're doing here at local government and thinking about this really repeal of preemption bill with regard to bags, I was kind of thinking, Representative Freiberg, yesterday your request to waive the rules and take up the daylight savings time, maybe it'd be a good idea to let local governments set their own daylight savings time. We could have different start times all around the city. We could relieve a lot of traffic congestion if Minneapolis wouldn't have 8 o'clock really be till 10 o'clock. You know, we could really solve a lot of problems. Just let all the local governments decide everything, how they want to do things.
Representative Freiberg.
I'm glad to hear Representative Hertas's gung-ho for local control to the point that he's bringing up things I think would be setting precedent all over the country. And so I'm sure on that voice vote you were supportive of Representative Elkins' bill, which was also a strong local control measure, which I'll need to think about whether or not I'd support your local clock bill. But I look forward to reviewing it when you introduce it.
Well, I'll share with the committee what I told you after session, or this morning, I guess, with regard to that issue. I was thinking yesterday on daylight savings time driving in. I start my day at 4:45 every morning. Try to get out of the house by 5:30 or 5:45. It takes about an hour to drive here. It gives me about an hour of preparation before 8 o'clock committees and saves me quite a bit of hassle from the west side of town, because an extra 15-minute delay can cost 45 minutes. So I, too, did share your concern of how tired I am. I kind of thought yesterday that I've made a little more than 700 trips to the Capitol now, accumulated more than 70,000 miles of driving, probably about 1,600 hours in my car. But I realized that leaving an extra hour early wouldn't change any of that. I'd still be very tired, but thank you.
Any other comments? Again, there are a number of bills out there that I think we could possibly hear. So if there's areas of things that you want to hear, please let me know so we can ask to schedule them. I have no problems doing that. I had talked with the GOP lead about one bill, that one area, but that particular bill is, or legislation is before the court right now. So we'll wait till after the Supreme Court hears the bill before we bring it to the committee and go from there. But that's the only one that I know for sure that I want to hear, and that's the reason we haven't heard it. Representative Kosnick.
Thank you, Chair Mason. And then may I suggest that just kind of going forward, is if most of our committee work is done, is that we move the bills forward and you know, I still think the intent of the subcommittee to look into, you know, some of the Metropolitan Council regional governance types issues is necessary, and we look, you know, we worked well on some of those early in session to do that. So even if it not necessary, you know, then it's actual time for informational hearings. If we've got schedules allowed, that, you know, I would welcome that, and so we can dive into some of those issues. I think Representative Hertas had an idea on the Met Council and their transportation system, and some of those issues. So if time allows, I certainly appreciate the intent, Representative Freiberg, of having a smaller group look into that stuff. But I think we sort of missed a little bit of, you know, you could probably tell I'm a little disappointed, you know, of the opportunities missed a little bit in the committee. But, you know, time has passed on that, and I think we've made our point. But we look forward to continuing to work on some of those issues, even if it is truly, it might be ironic, but on a more informational basis, as used this session time before we finally adjourn, to dig into those and find areas that we can agree and work on and try to make our government work more effective and better for our constituents.
Okay, and the staggered bill was heard today in GovOps, and I don't know if you had heard that.
Did you retitle that bill, the Mason Fisher Cosnick bill?
I did. Here you go. There was a suggestion still having to do with the oversight or the actual accountability, and it still is in the governor's hands, so that is something that I think we need to address. The suggestion was try to get it done before the bill hits the floor, but I'm not sure that there's going to be enough time to do that this time, but we certainly ought to be able to discuss options. So
we appreciate you going through the lead, McDonald, even though he wasn't able to be here with his schedule today, but I can probably speak for the rest of our side that, you know, we're standing ready to work with you and dig in and see where we can find agreement.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much. Meeting is adjourned.